Proverbs chapter 15, beginning with verse 24. The path of life leads upward for a person with insight, so that he may turn away from hell below. The Lord tears down the house of the arrogant, but he maintains the property line of a widow. The plans of the wicked are disgusting to the Lord, but pleasant words are pure to him. Someone who is greedy for gain brings trouble to his own household, but a person who hates bribes will live. The heart of a righteous person ponders his answer, but the mouth of a wicked person gushes evil. The Lord is far away from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. A twinkle in the eyes delights the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. An ear that listens to a life-giving warning will find a home among the wise. A person who ignores discipline despises himself, but a person who listens to a warning acquires good sense. The fear of the Lord gives discipline and wisdom, and humility comes before honor. Chapter 16. A person may have thought about things through his heart, but an apt answer from his tongue comes from the Lord. All of a person's ways are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs motives. Commit what you do to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for his own purpose, even a wicked person for a day of trouble. Anyone with an arrogant attitude is disgusting to the Lord. Be sure of this, that person will not go unpunished. Through mercy and truth, guilt is atoned for, and through the fear of the Lord, one turns away from evil. When the Lord is pleased with a man's ways, he causes even his enemies to live at peace with him. Better a little with righteousness than a large income without justice. A person's heart plans his way, but the Lord makes his steps secure. The king's lips speak for God, so his mouth should not betray justice. An accurate balance and scales belong to the Lord. He has made all the weights in the bag. It is disgusting for kings to commit wickedness, because a throne is established by righteousness. Kings approve of righteous lips. They love a person who speaks upright things. The king's anger is a messenger of death, but a wise person can appease it. There is life in the light from a king's face, and his favor is like a cloud that brings spring rain. How much better to acquire wisdom rather than gold, and to acquire understanding is more desirable than silver. A highway followed by upright people turns away from evil. The person who guards his way preserves his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit precedes a fall. Better to share a humble spirit with the oppressed than to share stolen goods with the haughty. Whoever gives careful consideration to a matter will succeed, and the person who trusts the Lord will be blessed. A wise heart will be called discerning, and appealing speech increases learning. Good sense is a fountain of life for the person who possesses it, but the instruction given by stubborn fools is stupidity. A wise heart produces edifying speech. It makes a person's lips more persuasive. Pleasant speech is honey from a honeycomb, sweet to the spirit and healing for the bones. There is a way that seems right to a man, but it ends up being the road to death. A laborer's appetite labors for him because the hunger of his mouth drives him on. A worthless scoundrel constantly plots evil, and from his lips comes a scorching fire. A perverse man spreads conflict, and a gossip separates intimate friends. A violent man entices his neighbor. He leads him on a way that is not good. A person who squints his eyes is plotting something perverse. One who purses his lips has completed some evil plot. Gray hair is a beautiful crown. It is found on the way to righteousness. Better to be patient than to be a hero. Better to control your temper than to capture a city. Lots are cast into the pouch, but the Lord determines all their decisions.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years.
To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.